Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, this is Prime Time right here, Money FM 89.3. Taiwanese voters go to the polls on Saturday in the most contentious election since Taiwan's transition to democracy. President Tsai Ing-wen from the ruling Democratic Progressive Party is in a three-cornered race with the Kuomintang's Han Kuo-yu, a political dark horse who shot the fame last year by winning the Kaohsiung mayoral vote. Meanwhile, James Sung, who's a veteran on his fifth presidential bid, brings up the rear. Well, joining me to discuss this is Dr. Wu Shan-su, a research fellow at the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies at Nanyang Technological University. Well, Dr. Wu, how much of an influence have the pro-democracy protests in nearby Hong Kong been for the candidates' campaigns in kind of drawing parallels between what's happening in Hong Kong and Taiwan's own fate?
I think that's quite significant, because if you consider the whole Tsai's policy, other policies are similar before the 2018 election. The even the election outcome shows against, I mean the referendum outcome shows against her policy, but she continued. The only difference is Hong Kong, and you see the rising of her supporting rate. And the main reason is because one country, two systems, always Beijing used that as a potential solution for Taiwan. So if they show the violence can be happened in Hong Kong, they will worry what one day Taiwan accept that the condition, maybe something similar will happen.
Mm-hmm. So really the Hong Kong's unrest, you feel, has affected Ms. Tsai's campaign promises? I mean, that kind of addresses Taiwan's sovereignty, has it all?
But the issue, I think, Hong Kong, that one is rather not much about the sovereignty, because Taiwan's sovereignty issue is different, totally different from Hong Kong's situation. Hong Kong is a clear set and clear transfer, but Taiwan is a lot of gray zone to turn. But most people, they're thinking it's not about sovereignty. It's about what if China takes over and they take the governance.
Okay, we get you there, we get you. Okay, and how have the other presidential candidates, I mean, Mr. Han and Mr. Sung, adjusted their rhetoric? I mean, as a saga in Hong Kong plays out?
Oh, I think Han is a little bit late, but he also go to condemn China's behavior inside Hong Kong. And I think Sung will take the similar position on this, because regarding the one country, two system, even before DPP turned to power back to the 1990s, the KMT government, where Sung was inside that time and Han was inside that time, they were against one country, two system as well, although they have a more moderate or more closer position to Beijing's wish regarding the unification. But one country system also be rejected by that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to get your thoughts on this, Dr. Wu. What do you think is Taiwan's people's feel about political union with China? I mean, is it similar to what's happening over in Hong Kong, especially with the younger population being the most against it?
I think Taiwan is not just a younger population, it's even older. They have a different kind of a fear. For older population, is they were educated, they were anti-communist. So they have some kind of untrust toward the PRC, and young, of course, they do to their living experience of a freedom and a democracy, so they have a different reason to against that. But the issue is that Taiwan, also on the one hand, they don't want to unify with China, but on the other hand, you see, we want them to push toward the democracy. They also hesitate to work that, because they worry about the economy setback, and not to mention about the risk of war. So they are in a kind of a contradictive position.
Mm-hmm. And has China attempted to sway public sentiment in Taiwan? I mean, I understand the Taiwanese government has had to combat a deluge of fake news, much of which is believed to be coming from the mainland.
Yes, I think China definitely do significant effort to influence the media and the public opinions in Taiwan. But at the same time, I think Taiwan have missed one point, is usually government need to keep certain credibility. But Taiwan, sometimes government, I'm not sure it's due to intention or due to mistake, they also provide not reliable information. So it turned out to be, okay, either side could be the fake news source.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Dr. Wu Shan-su, who's a research fellow at NTU's S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies. And he's sharing his insights on the upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections set for this coming Saturday in Taiwan. Now, Dr. Wu, we've been focusing on Hong Kong's impact on these elections so far. But what other issues of concern to the Taiwanese public? And how have the candidates addressed these concerns?
so far this election, of course, the first one is the cross-strait relation in is related about the defense, about the security tie, economic tie with China. But another issue stepping like the nuclear energy or the overall energy and the energy related to the pollution issue and also about the education reform issue. And of course, people always complain about the economy growth. And because actually, Thai contribute, can achieve certain economic growth. But the problem is people not feel that. I mean, you see the good share market price, the share market points, but many people complain they don't feel that.
Okay. Well, victory for Ms. Thai appears certain. I mean, the incumbent is consistently polling at over 50%, while her primary contender, Mr. Han, lingers at around 15% or thereabouts. So what are Ms. Thai's weak points, though, which her opponents have exploited?
I think the weak point is that if regarding really one-to-one conversation, I think Tsai, she really rely on her staff's grip for her to speak. So if a certain kind of a surprise question, I think she could not respond that well. That's on the campaign side. But of course, for the policy side, is recently Tsai, due to counter fake news, they use the in Taiwan called the social order reservation law or the protection law. So some people transfer some news negative toward incumbent government. They be interrogated or be informed by the police for investigation. So they create a backfire. I think that could be currently is a kind of her weakness because she highlight to be different from China. But if she do something similar to China, that would be the major weak point.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Chai's Democratic Progressive Party suffered a serious defeat in 2018 local elections. I mean, at one point, we understand she had a 30-point deficit to Mr. Han. So how factors have contributed to this recovery and that she's now leading the presidential race again?
Okay, I think there will be two parts. The one part is Tsai, after the election, I think in the beginning of 2019, last year, she have some strong words against Xi. Okay, maybe not the strongest one because previous other president may say something even stronger, but it's quite strong in the recent years. So it gives people certain kind of no matter confidence or reliance on her position. And if you turn out to be like kind of a nationalist atmosphere, then she look like the hope for people. And on the other hand, of course, there are many people criticize Taiwan's poll, that kind of a survey is not very fair, not very comprehensive, so may her digit look maybe higher than the reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with U.S.-China relations deteriorating, Mr. Han said warmer relations with China would be better for Taiwan's economic prospects. So how can Ms. Chai ensure Taiwan's economy doesn't falter while maintaining her anti-Beijing stance?
Regarding economy, I think China not really anti-Beijing. Although, yes, she opened the alternative, the southbound policy, but at the same time, I think she doesn't want to cut or to decrease the economy tie with China. One example is the Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement, the ACFA, about the time to end. I mean, this signed during the Ma Ying-jeou administration era. But Tsai has no intention to finish that. And Tsai even hope to continue that. And that means the cross-strait economy integration, economic tie, she still want to maintain.
Mm. And Chinese President Xi Jinping has been blunt about the need to politically reunite Taiwan with the mainland, and only 15 nations still recognize the government in Taipei. So is it possible for Ms. Chai, if she's elected for a second presidential term, to kind of overcome that obstacle?
That's unlikely because that 15 countries, they don't recognize Taiwan. They recognize the Republic of China. I mean, the region of in Taiwan. So that means they recognize the small China. And for most countries, they have no reason to recognize the small China rather than the big one. So it's under this kind of framework, it's hard for her to pursue other. And not to mention now Taiwan's economy vis-a-vis China is not as strong as 20 or 30 years before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk briefly about the parliamentary elections then. What are the Democratic Progressive Party's chances of gaining a majority?
It's really hard to say, although some news point out they have a difficulty, but on the other hand, because they are the incumbent government, so they may have an advantage to bring some policy to benefit the individual constituency. So they may have the chance, but of course the chance would be lower than 2016.
Mm-hmm. And during the last presidential and parliamentary elections in 2016, the turnout was around 66%. I mean, do you expect more people to come out and vote on Saturday? Why and why not?
Oh, okay. They could be a slightly higher, but it won't be much higher compared to the past, because 66% is not low. In the past, usually around 70%, 70-something. So it could be a little bit higher, but much significantly high would be difficult. Another reason is that nowadays in Taiwan, there's a significant size of a population not living in Taiwan, whether living in China or living somewhere else. And this time, you don't see the increase of a flight back to Taiwan. So that means the population return go to vote, that they exist, but not that significant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been speaking to Dr. Wu Shan-Shu, a research fellow at the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies at the Nanyang Technological University. We'll be discussing the upcoming Taiwanese presidential and parliamentary elections set for this coming Saturday, January the 11th. And this interview is produced by Olivia Kui, our producer. Thank you very much, Dr. Wu.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.